Hello, everyone, and welcome to this GCSE Further Mathematics Study session. I'm here to help you master one of the most practical topics you'll encounter, standard form, also known as scientific notation. Whether you're calculating the distance to distant galaxies or the size of microscopic cells, standard form is your mathematical superpower for handling numbers that are ridiculously large or incredibly tiny. Today, we'll cover everything you need to ace this topic in your OCR GCSE exam. We'll break down the structure, work through the operations, tackle those tricky exam questions, and I'll share the insider tips that examiners wish every candidate knew. So grab your pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Let's start with the fundamentals. Standard form is a way of writing numbers as a times 10 to the power of n. Now, here's the critical rule that trips up so many students. A must be between 1 and 10, not 0.5, not 10 itself, but anywhere from 1 up to, but not including 10. We write this mathematically as 1 is less than or equal to A, which is less than 10. Let me give you an example. The number 320,000 in standard form is 3.2 times 10 to the power of 5. Why? Because we move the decimal point 5 places to the left to get from 320,000 to 3.2. The power tells us how many places we've moved. For large numbers, the power is positive. For tiny numbers less than 1, the power is negative. Take 0.00047. To convert this to standard form, we need to move the decimal point to the right until we get a number between 1 and 10. That gives us 4.7, and we've moved 4 places, so it's 4.7 times 10 to the power of negative 4. Now, let's talk about operations. This is where marks are won or lost in exams. For multiplication, you multiply the A values together and add DD the indices. So 2 times 10 to the 3 multiplied by 3 times 10 to the 4 gives you 6 times 10 to the 7. 2 times 3 is 6, and 3 plus 4 is 7. Simple. Division is similar. Divide the A values and subtract the indices. 8 times 10 to the 6 divided by 2 times 10 to the 2 equals 4 times 10 to the 4. 8 divided by 2 is 4, and 6 minus 2 is 4. But here's where it gets interesting. Addition and subtraction. You can only add or subtract standard form numbers directly if they have the same power of 10. If they do, just add or subtract the A values and keep the power the same. 3 times 10 to the 5 plus 2 times 10 to the 5 equals 5 times 10 to the 5. But what if the powers are different? This is a common exam scenario. Let's say you need to add 3 times 10 to the 5 and 4 times 10 to the 4. You must make the powers the same first. Convert 3 times 10 to the 5 to 30 times 10 to the 4. Now you can add 30 times 10 to the 4 plus 4 times 10 to the 4 equals 34 times 10 to the 4. But wait, 34 is not between 1 and 10, so this isn't in proper standard form yet. You need to adjust it to 3.4 times 10 to the 5. This adjustment step is where the final accuracy mark is often lost. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam strategy. OCR loves to test standard form in non-calculator papers, so you need to be confident working without your calculator. The number one mistake? Leaving your answer in non-standard form. If your final answer is 12.5 times 10 to the 6, you must adjust it to 1.25 times 10 to the 7. Always check. Is my A value between 1 and 10? If not, adjust it. This single check can save you that crucial final mark. Mistake number 2, confusing the operations. Students often add indices when they should be adding the numbers themselves. Remember, add and subtract indices only for multiplication and division, never for actual addition and subtraction of numbers. Mistake number 3, negative indices. A negative power doesn't make the number negative. 10 to the negative 3 is 0.001, a positive decimal. The negative just tells you the number is small, less than 1. Calculator errors are huge too. Never type times 10 and then press the exponent button. That gives you an extra factor of 10. Use the EXP or times 10 to the X button on your calculator. Practice this before the exam. For timing, remember the golden rule, about 1 minute per mark. A 4-mark standard form question should take you 4 to 5 minutes. If you're stuck, move on and come back. Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Question 1. What must the value of A be in standard form? Answer. Between 1 and 10, written as 1 is less than or equal to A, which is less than 10. Question 2. When multiplying numbers in standard form, what do you do with the indices? Answer. Add them together. Question 3. What does a negative power mean? Answer. The number is less than 1, a small decimal. Question 4. Before adding two numbers in standard form, what must be true? Answer. They must have the same power of 10. Question 5. If your answer is 25 times 10 to the 4, what's the correct standard form? Answer. 2.5 times 10 to the 5. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Standard form is all about that format. A times 10 to the n, where A is between 1 and 10. Master the operations. Multiply and divide by working with A values and indices separately. But for addition and subtraction, make sure those powers match first. And always, always check your final answer is in proper standard form. This topic links beautifully with other areas. You'll see it in physics when calculating speeds and distances, in chemistry with Avogadro's number, and in real-world contexts like population data and astronomical measurements. Understanding standard form doesn't just help you pass your maths exam, it helps you make sense of the world's biggest and smallest quantities. Practice is key. Work through past papers, focus on those non-calculator questions, and time yourself. The more you practice, the more automatic it becomes. Thank you so much for listening. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, you've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next study session.